USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We may not know tonight who won the Senate runoff election in Georgia. That's according to election officials in Georgia. This as more than 1.8 million voters have cast a ballot so far, and many more are still voting. President Biden is highlighting his administration's effort to boost U.S. semiconductor manufacturing.
The United States is better positioned than any other nation to lead the world economy in the years ahead if we keep our focus.
On Tuesday, the president visited the site of a Taiwan semiconductor manufacturing company in Phoenix, Arizona, which recently got a boost from the recent passage of the Chips and Science Act. A jury says the Trump Organization is guilty on all counts in its New York tax fraud trial. The former president has called the trial politically motivated, and Trump Organization attorneys say they'll appeal the guilty verdict. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.